This morning's reading is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 to 9. I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, I have worn this in church, but in case you can't see what it says, I'm a bit of a worrier. And, you know, I think God's got an amazing sense of humour that I am doing a talk on anxiety and worry. And I'm doing a talk in joy in anxiety and worry. I tell you what, the other Sunday I was getting very anxious sitting down there as Peter was preaching about temptation. If you weren't here on that Sunday, you need to go on to the CSK site to listen to his talk on temptation and realise why I was getting a bit hot under the collar. But anyway, we're thinking about joy in anxiety. Will you pray with me, please? Loving Father God, we ask that you will open our hearts and minds, all of us, to hear something precious that you want us to take away with us this morning about you meeting us when we're anxious or stressed and worried. Amen. Now, do you know what? I didn't know this, but anxiety in itself is not a bad thing. And I'm thinking you're sitting there, oh, yes, it is. But our brains are designed to have a little bit of worry, a little bit of anxiety. It's part of our fight, flee, freeze mechanism. It guards us against a bit of danger, you know. It's raining really hard, or it's snowing, or something like that. You need to be a little bit worried about these travelling conditions and take due care and attention. I'm sure you can think of other examples. A little worry, a little anxiety is a good thing, but the emphasis is on a little worry, a little anxiety. And it's a fact, I've been doing a lot of research, you see, this is not my making this up. Addiction to anxiety is one of the most common mental disorders of today. And there is a huge increase in children and young people suffering from the effects of anxiety. If you've got a child, you may well be aware of how anxious they can be. You can get worry monsters. I could take you to the works and buy you a worry monster today. Now, the worry monster has a little pouch, and some of you may have worry monsters, and the idea is if your child or young person's a bit worried, a bit anxious about something, they put their worries or their anxiety in the monster, and they leave them, you know, beside them in the bedroom. Not a bad thing, but, you know, worry monsters. Anyway, Harlan, you're going to come and help me. This young man is very brave. Now, Harlan, if you'd like to come and stand in front of everybody, you're going to work very hard today. Harlan, this morning, you are not... I'm sorry, he's done his hair so beautifully. I'm going to mess it all up. Sorry. Anyway, not a lot, but I'm sorry. Okay, Harlan, this morning, represents the human brain. So Harlan is our brain this morning. Did you know, Harlan, that the average person has some 70,000 3,000 separate thoughts every day. That's 3.5 million thoughts in a year. And since you got up this morning, you've probably had about 2,000 to 3,000 separate thoughts. You've got an amazing bit of kit up there, and it works very, very hard. Now, Joy and I, we've been going around the church asking people at the Ark, children's groups, small groups, what do you get anxious about? What worries you? And here is a little list of some of the things that people and children worry about. Are you ready? Right. Money, children, family, parenting, self-image, appearance, work, pressure, meeting expectations, jobs, lack of jobs, friends, peer pressure, relationships, breakdowns, social media, health, illness, school, new classes, tests, exams, GCSE, SATs, just coping, everything, life, passing your driving test, housing, the country, Brexit, death, forgetting things, losing my cuddly toy, getting lost. That is just a few of the anxieties that you experience here. So, okay, Brainy, you ready for this? We're going to just see how many anxieties our brains can cope with. So I've got a few anxieties here. Written on these balls are the anxieties that you've told Joy and I about. So we've got here, we've got this one says, oh, school. We've got here a driving test. We've got here children. We've got here work. We've got here, what's this one say? Oh, time, responsibility. We've got here, classes. You're doing very well. We've got here money. Oh, we've got a really big anxiety here. This one's got really out of control. Put it between your knees. Thank you. We've got responsibilities. We've all got so many responsibilities. You're doing really well there. What's this one? Oh, friendships and relationships. We've got, illness. And we've got, what's this one? Oh, death. That's a big worry, isn't it? We've got here housing. And don't worry if you drop them. How are you doing? You're coping really well, but you know, yes, friendships, relationships. I'll tell you what, let's just bombard you. Put a few in there. The thing is, people, our brains are not designed to hold on to lots of worries and lots of anxieties. We're not designed to cope like that. We're going to see a clip of Winnie the Pooh. In this clip, yes, you can put them back in there for me, Harlan. In this clip, Winnie the Pooh begins to get a bit worried. See if you can hear the words. Winnie the Pooh began to get a bit more anxious now. He's going round and round and round. His problem is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And actually, there isn't a problem there. So let's watch Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh was getting anxious about something that wasn't even really there. And that's the problem, you see. We get into trouble when our brains, when our minds get overwhelmed with anxieties and worries. We can't think straight anymore, we can't sleep, we get stressed out, we get depressed, we panic. Not good. It's not how God created us. He never, ever, ever intended us to be that anxious and that worried. In fact, Jesus himself says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your minds be troubled. I don't know about you, but I want to experience God's peace when I'm anxious. But sometimes we just get so full up with the anxiety and the worry that the peace just can't get in. So does our reading shed any light on this? Well, it really does, because our reading says in verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but let God know about every situation. Now, Paul is not saying here, come in for a bit of therapy, lie down on my couch, and as a suggestion, you might like to just have a little chat with God. No, this is a command. He says, do not be anxious about anything. and tell God about everything. Because he wants to know there isn't a single area of your life that God is not interested in. Not a single area. And we don't need worry monsters. And he's paid the price. And that's a reason for me, and I hope for you to rejoice, that we have a wonderful Father who loves us so very much. He's there for us and he cares for us. An amazing thing happens when we give God our worries and our anxieties. Then the peace comes in, but it's more than that, because our reading says his peace will guard our hearts and minds. It's like he builds this wall of protection around us. He not only gives us his peace, the peace that Kelly and Sid experienced, the peace that I've experienced in my life, but he says, I'm doing more than that. I'm going to guard your hearts. I'm going to guard your minds. It stands, oh God, over us. It's like, and nobody's going to sing at this point, it's like joy reigns over us. Not a, oh, I'm going to have a major operation and I'm feeling so happy about it. That's not what it means. It means I'm going to have, there's a crisis in my life, but I've got a God who cares, loves me, and he's helping me through this. I have a big God who cares for me. Kelly, Sid have a big God who cares for them. You have a big God who cares for you. Let him in. Let him guard your heart and experience the joy of that. Can you climb out of that? Thank you ever so much. So, brain, you're working really hard today, but your work's not over yet. We could leave it there, but the Bible's got more to teach us. We've got more to learn. You see, did you notice in our reading the word whatever? If you use the word whatever today, it's a slang word for I don't care. Whatever. Your bedroom needs tidying. Yeah, whatever. Do your homework. Yeah, whatever. Mow the lawn. Yeah, whatever. Am I bothered? No. But in this reading, it says the whatever word means it's important that you care. It's important that you care about what goes on in your brain. And Paul gives us this marvelous, marvelous list for our brains to think about. First of all, he says, whatever is praiseworthy, we're going in the list backwards, whatever is worthy of praise, think on those things. They're worthy of praise. Whatever is excellent, think about the things that are excellent. Think about those things. Think about things you can admire, things that are admirable. They're worthy of your brain thinking about. Think about what things are lovely. Think about lovely things. This is Paul's list. Think about things that are pure. Fill your hearts and your minds with pure things. Think about things that are right, not that are wrong. Think about things that are noble or good. Fill your hearts and your minds with things like that. You're doing really well. Think about things that are true, not falsehood. You okay there? Sure? You think, well, what does all that mean? What does all that mean? Well, take true, for instance. You get the anxious thought in your head that says, oh, you're useless, you are. You can't do anything. Who'd want to be your friend? Do you know you're so ugly? Who put those thoughts in your head? God didn't put them in there. Are they true? No, they're not true. Because God says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139. Nothing can separate you from my love. Romans 8, give him all your anxiety and all your cares because he cares for you. 1 Peter, Zephaniah, he says, I sing over you. God says, I sing over you. That's the truth, not the lies or the anxieties that creep into your head. Now, we could go through every single one of these. It would take forever. But when I look at all these, I find an easier way to think about them. Because I look at all those things and I think, do you know what? That they all apply to Jesus. They all apply to Jesus. And it says that we should fix our minds on him, doesn't it? Fix your minds on him. So Jesus is true. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is noble. He is right. He's our righteousness. He is pure. Jesus is lovely. Jesus is to be admired. Jesus is excellent. And Jesus is worthy of our praise. Let us fix our hearts and our minds on him. You can put those down. Thank you. And we're going to give him a round of applause because he has been so amazing. Now, I tried to find the closest equivalent to brains that I could. And actually, Maltesers, they look like they've got brains inside them. So thank you ever so much. You can keep the cap because it's yours in the first place. So, joy in anxiety. We don't need worry monsters. Do you know there was a guy who was consumed with anxiety and it weighed him low. And one day his friends saw him and they said, oh, you've got a spring in your step and a smile on your face and you're whistling a happy tune. What's happened? He said, well, I've sorted it. I'm paying somebody to do all my worrying for me. I'm paying somebody to take all my anxieties. They said, really? He said, yeah, it's great. They said, well, how much does that cost? And he said, £2,000 a week. £2,000 a week? You can't afford that. He said, no, I can't, but that's for him to worry about, isn't it? The thing is, Jesus has paid the price for our worries already. In him, we can have joy in the darkest of hours. We can have a lifting of all our anxieties and wonders. We can have peace that is beyond our understanding. And it will guard our hearts and our minds. And I don't know about you, but that gives me joy at all times.